The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. CI Week 9 is kicked off at DMAC West Campus. It's several days full of interesting speakers from a host of disciplines, all coming to get you excited about creativity and innovation. And today, over lunch, the Greater Des Moines Partnership hosted a lunch in West Des Moines and featured one of the speakers from CI Week. His name is Gabor George Burt. He's the author of Slingshot, who challenged the 40-some attendees at the luncheon to think of ways to, quote, continually infatuate your customer. We sat down with Gabor to find out what he's speaking about at CI Week 9, and this is what he told us.
Yes, I'll be at CI Week, in fact, speaking tomorrow, which is Wednesday afternoon, early afternoon. And the overall theme of the conference is exploring beyond. So the title of my talk will be Exploring Beyond Here and Now. And in fact, I will be talking about something that I call the innovation shortcut, which is this wormhole, if you will, of how to immediately see our surrounding, our environment that we live in every day, and be explorers and see new things and access new territories and go beyond boundaries on a very personal, everyday, and continuous level.
Now, this would work for business and individuals all
Absolutely.
Across the spectrum.
Absolutely. It's just a way of recalibrating your perspective of your environment and to access this idea of how to apply our creativity, our imagination, to come up with new things based on what surrounds us.
Would this be something similar to being in the present time and really focusing on what's going on around you?
Or is it is, without giving too much away. It's being more aware of everything that surrounds us and using them as resources for innovation.
Once again, that's Gabor George Burt, one of the keynote speakers at CI Week 9 happening this week at the Des Moines Area Community College West Campus. It is a free event. And by the way, just to tickle the real truth to this, guess who's coming also? A guy by the name of Jonathan Frakes. You would recognize him as number two on Star Trek. The Next Generation.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Impressive.
It is, huh? All right. In
yes,
studio,
sir.
That voice that you're hearing right now belongs to Matt Wiggins, and with Matt is Robert Dorf. Robert has created a movie, a screenplay called Red Bone. It's going to be shot in Iowa. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a fantastic story. I'm going to first turn to Matthew. Because he's got an interesting story in and of himself. He works at the Cheesecake Factory,
mm-hmm.
but he's also an actor, and mm-hmm. he's dabbled. He's an officer in the Navy. This is a crazy story, and we're going to lay it out in 90 seconds. Matthew, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Michael. So, appreciate being here.
So tell us about you.
Oh, Michael, we could go a whole hour.
Well, we've got 90 seconds.
Well, I'm an Iowa native, born here. John Wayne and I are from Winterset, and my life has been an adventure. Served in the military for 5 years. Was going after being a pro scuba diver, lawyer, medicine, done a lot of different things. But all of those things were just distractions from what my heart was telling me to do, and that is to be a storyteller and get involved in entertainment, which led me through a series of circumstances to meet Mr. Robert Dorf. Worked on a project called Dying of the Light, which ended up winning the 2017 Snake Alley Film Festival. And in conjunction with that, Robert has now written this beautiful film, Renbone, the screenplay, which we're hoping to gain awareness and get attention for, to have that shot right here in Iowa. and Mr. Wes Studi, legendary Native American actor.
Who is just on the Oscars.
Just on the Oscars on the 4th. First Native American to present at the Oscars is going to be right here in Des Moines on March 14th at Noche. Beautiful event, and I'll let Robert talk a little bit about that.
Well, this is just fabulous. Robert, welcome to the Business News Hour. So you wrote this screenplay. What is it about?
Yeah, so I worked with Matt on a film that he just referenced, and afterwards we started talking about future projects, and I joked with him he'd show up every once in a while in cowboy boots, and I, you know, he just such an eccentric guy here, so I always joked with him, like, I'm going to write a Western for you, and I said, I don't know what character you'd play in a Western, but I think you might be kind of a nefarious cult leader, you know, in the Old West. And so I kind of just, it was a joke that we kind of bounced around a little bit. And then I actually started saying, you know, there might be actually something to that. And, you know, I think the Western is such a good palette for American stories. Sure. It's American mythology. So I just started rolling with that, and it just built further and further, and ended up completing a short screenplay, and in a roundabout way through social media, got into the hands of Wes Studi through a couple people.
This is Wes Studi, yes. Famous actor. And ladies and gentlemen, if that name doesn't ring a bell, Matthew, why don't you share with everyone that's listening where he comes from, his background?
Well, yeah. If you've ever seen legendary films like, Dances with Wolves, multi-Academy Award-winning film, Avatar, multi-Academy Award-winning film of James Cameron. He's also in Last of the Mohicans, New World with Colin Farrell, and most recently, one of the grittiest and true-to-life Westerns ever made, Hostiles, with the iconic actor Christian Bale. So Wes has been around for some of the most iconic films over the last 30 years, and to have the opportunity to work with him, work with Robert, and have Wes come to town believing in this project that's meant to be shot right here in Iowa, we want to draw awareness to that, and we invite everybody to come out and meet this Hollywood legend and support this film project and support Robert.
So, Robert, so you've written this screenplay. Somehow it gets into Wes Studi's hands, and then somebody calls Wes and say, hey, you want to come out here to Iowa to help us raise awareness of the film? Is that how that happened?
Yeah, we, Wes has actually come to Des Moines twice already to meet with me about the project. What we're actually trying to do is shoot what's called a proof of concept. That's sure. Just a very short version of a larger screenplay. And we're going to try to shoot that at as high a quality as possible, and then actually use that to kind of shop around to get some larger funding. I'm currently working on a feature screenplay, you know, expanding his character and the other characters as well. So
wow.
That's what we're working on
so
right now.
This event is happening on the 14th of March, and it's going to be at Noche, right behind the studio here, as a matter of fact. And mm-hmm. what's going on?
Yeah, it's going to be a meet and greet with Mr. Wes Studi. There's also going to be a silent auction, so you'll be able to come out, hear him talk a little bit about his career, meet and greet, have some hors d'oeuvres. There'll be some live music. We'll also have a silent auction with potentially some one-of-a-kind items, you know, perhaps signed by Mr. Studi. So come out and meet the actor. If you are interested in the event, you can go to MidwestTix.com. That's T-I-X.
We'll have just a link on the radio blog for you.
And just search A Night with Wes Studi.
Right. Okay.
So tickets are limited, ladies and gentlemen. Tickets are limited.
Of course they would be.
Yes.
Is this commonplace, Matt? You've been in this acting world for a while, and we are going to post this photograph of Matt as well. Matt does a killer Jack Sparrow. And I mean a killer right down to everything. Would that be relatively accurate?
Yeah, that project took me about 3.5 years to finish the wardrobe for that. So I started out, I was just going to do it for fun because people were like, oh, well, you look a lot like, you know, Johnny Depp, Captain Jack Sparrow and whatnot. So I started looking into it, but I found some fabric that was used in the film for all of Johnny Depp's frock coats, Captain Jack Sparrow's frock coats, and that started the whole ball rolling. I started researching things and finding products from all over the world. I wanted to try to do it as accurately as possible, and I think all those years of work have definitely paid off. And it's a lot of fun. I like to do it for charity work. I do it for, like, you know, I'd love to go to hospitals, meet kids, schools, and that kind of thing. And so that part of myself is just an extension of my desire to want to give back to the community through acting and through storytelling. And for me, it's the most rewarding of all art, I guess. And for me personally, my goals are to now blossom, I guess, and take my experiences from Iowa, which have been extensive through Shakespeare and the Iowa Shakespeare Experience and working with Robert, the Iowa Motion Picture Association, which I was on the board for a while. Take that to Hollywood. And at the end of April, my wife Ava and I are taking the plunge, wow, moving to LA. And I hope that my Midwest heritage and the experiences I've had here will do something to open up opportunities, I guess. And not only that, but draw attention to filmmaking in Iowa once again.
Well, you wouldn't be the first Iowan that has had good luck in L.A. We've been talking with, I think it's a fascinating story. All the names that we've just shared with you are pretty incredible. Matt Wiggins and Robert Dorff. Robert, congratulations on this screenplay. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, this opportunity to meet a legend from film is going to be on the 14th of March at Noche on Walnut Street, almost directly in back of the studio, as a matter of fact. And you'll have an opportunity to be part of maybe some history. And if all goes well, Robert, when do you hope to launch this thing?
We hope to shoot as soon as we have the funding to do so. I mean, to shoot at a Hollywood level is...
How much?
It's a little more than the budgets of my other films. So any money we can raise to that helps us get that much closer. And then once we have something very impressive to try to show off, you know, with a legendary actor, you know, attached as well, we hope to take that
now
even
this,
further.
Now, you'll have all kinds of people involved in this, I would imagine, you know, from people shooting the film and people on set, grips and et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Correct. Yeah, we'll have a full production here. We're working with a director of photography. His name's David Kenninger, and he actually just recently moved out to L.A. as well. But he's from Des Moines, so he'll be back to work on that project,
story.
And he'll be at the event as well on
All
the 14th.
Right. On the 14th of March, ladies and gentlemen, we will hype it as much as we possibly can. I think this is just a great story, all homegrown as well. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in.
Thank you, Michael, so much.
All right, good luck to you both. All right, we've got to step aside. Coming up next, we're going to be talking with Tom Hendrickson, ladies and gentlemen, about another event that is happening. That's coming up in April. It's called Lead in 15. What's it about? Well, we'll let Thomas talk about that when we come back on the Business News Hour.